Welcome home. Hey everybody, how are we?
What's up, gang? What's up, homies?
Welcome back, everybody. It's episode 24 of Welcome Home. To all our returning listeners, what's up, homies? Welcome home. We're glad you're back. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for returning to listen. Thank you for all your support. We love you guys.
Yeah, appreciate the fuck out of y'all, man. You know the vibes.
Hell yeah, keep holding it down. To all our new listeners, welcome home, guys. Thanks for joining us. We hope you enjoy listening to what we got to say, some of the stuff we're going to talk about. And if you do, make sure to go back, check out our previous episodes. Lots of great content there. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us 5 stars. Nice written review. It's really helpful for us and we really appreciate that. Another great way to show your support for Welcome Home is giving us a share. Instagram, Twitter, at Welcome Home Pods. That's really helpful for us. Give us a repost. Make sure to tag us. We really love to see that. We love interacting with you guys. Again, that's at Welcome Home Pods on Instagram and Twitter. Also, don't forget to go check us out on YouTube as well at 812 Media Productions. Not only are all our podcast episodes posted up there, but there's also all our 812 gaming content and lots of different new shows and stuff that we got coming for you in the future. We really want to hear from you guys as far as what you want to see, the direction of the channel go, what kind of content you want from us. Your direct feedback's really helpful and we really appreciate that.
We like talking to you guys.
Hell yeah.
It's just good to hear your guys' feedback and let us know what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah. While you're out there, be sure to check out all our new GTA videos that we just uploaded.
Yeah. Griff be trying to smoke me on that, John, but
Usually smokes me first, I'm just saying.
Nah, Griff be on bullshit. He'll throw a sticky bomb on me and shit. Y'all will see. It's cool. Griff be on some bullshit, though.
As we shared last episode, Dolan got a PS4 recently.
Yeah, I fuck with that, John.
Yeah, him getting that has allowed us to be able to game online and record the party chat in the game footage. So we've been able to knock out a lot of great videos and a lot of great content. So you guys should definitely go over and check that out. Again, YouTube, 812 Media Productions. Yeah, so that's been really fun. Like I said, we're beginning to bring you guys episodes more consistently as we're working through the pandemic, working out of it. Got my first shot scheduled earlier, actually. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Good shit.
And, you know, again, as these months go on, we're just going to have more content to bring to you guys. So definitely stay tuned. Definitely check out a bunch of other stuff. Definitely share. Spread the word. 812 Media Productions is coming in hot. As we continue to work and do things remotely, for the time being, we're going to break something in a minute.
Jesus, what is it?
Well, let's get to the 24.
Okay.
Knock off the big one first, Kobe.
Yeah.
RIP.
What else we got? 24.
It was a TV show.
Was it?
Yeah. Jack Bauer, played by Kiefer Sutherland.
Never heard of him.
He was like, I think he worked for the CIA or FBI, or he was stopping terrorists.
Yeah, the show does sound familiar. Yeah. Okay.
I
got you.
The whole season played out, like each episode was an hour, but it played out over 24 hours.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I never watched it. I mean, I've seen a couple episodes, but never one I got into. Maybe I should. Maybe it was good.
That sounds really cool. Like, it's like a real time, like, you could watch that whole series in 24 hours.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I've always thought about doing something like that. That's cool.
Well, we can watch the Lord of the Rings extended editions.
I don't know about that, pal.
Yeah, you do. We've been planning it for years.
We tried to plan it a while ago, and it didn't work, and I don't know. I'd like 24-inch rims on a car.
Okay, there we go. That's a good one.
Or a truck. A truck, not a car. Like an Escalade with 24s.
All right.
That joint would look crazy.
Nice.
Or, you know, maybe like a Suburban or something. I don't really like Tahoes. I like Suburbans. 24. I'll be 24 next year.
Oh, we're back on the age. You're going to go to that 3 episodes in a row.
I mean, if it works, it works.
I guess. I mean, for that matter, I'll be 24 this year. Like,
see, there you go.
The listeners want more than our age. They know how old we are at this point.
Well, they better.
You're drilling it into them. They can't escape it.
So what do you got for 24?
We're going to come next episode. You're going to say, hey, 2 years, I'm going to be 25.
No, I wouldn't say that. That's too much. You feel me? These are the only 3 that I can work. 22, I am 22. 23, I just turned 23.
Right, that works.
24, I'll be 24 next year.
That's a stretch.
It's a stretch, but it works.
I guess.
The 2 years thing would have not worked. It would have been too much of a stretch, you feel me?
All right, well, don't expect that next episode, folks.
Yeah, all right, man.
What else we got?
I have no fucking idea.
24. There's 24 hours in a day.
Oh, shit.
As we alluded to with the show.
Yeah, there is.
But there is 24 hours in a day.
Okay, wow.
Do you ever wish there was 100 minutes in an hour?
Sometimes.
Okay, me too.
I wish it was all in hundreds sometimes. I don't know why.
Because it would be easier.
I don't think it would. It's just a lot more numbers to deal with. People already have a hard time dealing with, like, 55, 45. People say quarter of, quarter till.
Yeah, I say that all the time, and people are like, what?
That shit is dumb.
Why?
Just say the fucking time. 6:57. 3 minutes till 7. What the fuck kind of weird shit is that? Do you feel me? Tell me it's 6:15. Don't tell me it's quarter past 6. I don't want to hear that shit. Say 15. I don't know what the fuck. Like, man, that shit is dumb.
Yeah, but if it was in hundreds, then quarter past 6 would be 25.
It would be 6:25, which doesn't matter because it's still not 7 o'clock.
24 months is a developmental mark for a baby, I think.
It's 2 years.
For a child? Well, yeah, I understand that, but...
2 years.
I feel like people say my child is X months old until, like, they're 24 months.
I think that shit is stupid, too. I think once the baby turns one, the baby's one. Until the baby's two. I don't care if the baby's 15 months.
Yeah, but they say it as, like, developmental markers.
That's great. That's cool for, like, doctors and shit. Y'all can tell me that. Like, okay, at 15 months, he's supposed to be here and there. I'm never going to say my son is 15 months old. He's one at this point. You feel me? Like, young boy is one until he turns two. I don't know what all this other shit is. Young boy is one until he's two.
You gonna read, like, baby books?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
I'll probably find, like, some off-brand ones.
What do you mean?
There's a children's book called Go the Fuck to Sleep, and I'm definitely gonna read that.
No, I mean, like, what to expect when you're expecting, or, like, baby books about,
shit like that? No, fuck no.
Like, the developing of your child?
And... No, absolutely not.
No? You're just gonna wing it?
Fuck that, yeah.
Okay.
I've been taking care of children since I was, like, 6, 7 years old.
Yeah.
Like, my oldest nephew was born when I was 5. I've always been babysitting, changing diapers, feeding them, bathing them. I get the gist, you know? Don't let them die. It's not that fucking hard. I don't know why people would be trying to do all this extra shit. Don't let them fucking die. You'll be all right. I mean, make sure they got some food, some clothes that fit. They don't look dirty. Like, it's real simple shit. People shouldn't need to read books about it. Fuck that. You feel me?
Anything else for 24?
Nah, not that I can think of. 12 times 2 is 24, and, you know, fuck 12. I hate 12, so, like, I'm not a huge fan of the number 24 either.
Okay. Marshawn Lynch.
Is he number 24?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to him. He was eating Skittles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my guy.
All right, Dolan.
Yeah.
Let's move on, and let's start off this episode with breaking a little news.
All right.
It's a little follow-up. I like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just winging it. I don't know if I liked it.
Oh, well. I'm going to send you a picture.
Okay.
And you're going to take a look at it.
Okay.
And you are going to react and break the news.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Griff tried the Wawa burger, y'all. Hold on. I'm about to see what his order is. Pepper jack cheese, cherry pepper.
Spread, cherry pepper spread.
Okay. Garlic aioli, green leaf lettuce, good John. Onions, jalapenos, salt, black pepper, oregano, applewood smoked bacon, and you got the fries. Lot of extra shit.
I mean, I dressed it up to my specifications, but how I wanted it, I was feeling.
Yeah, and you stuck with the leaf lettuce, which I like.
Yeah.
The salt, pepper, oregano is a good touch. I liked it when I did that, too. What did you think? You know, that's what the people really want to know.
Right.
What was your opinion on it? How was it?
All right. Well, first of all, if you're lost at what we're talking about, go back, listen to our last episode, hear where we discuss Dolan trying the Wawa burger and calling it a top 3 burger.
Yeah, fuck y'all. I had some conversations with some people who I guess didn't share my opinion, and I would just like to say that I stand on how I feel, and them Jones are fucking delicious.
My verdict? I was actually really impressed.
Yeah, because it's fucking good.
I thought it was very good. You know, obviously Dolan gets it how he gets it. I got it how I got it. I would probably definitely try different ways, but I really enjoyed the way I ordered it. First of all, it's not for everybody, is spiced up a little bit, but what's important is the meat and the burger. And that's what I was worried about, and that's part of the reason why I dressed it up a little bit. But I thought the meat was pretty good. I thought it had some decent flavor. It did not necessarily taste like a microwaved burger, which is what I was figuring it was going to taste like. Overall, 8 out of 10. Definitely would not say top 3 all time, but I was incredibly surprised, impressed. I would definitely get it again. Hey, I mean, you know, try it for yourself. Formulate your own opinion. I would just say, don't be scared to give it a shot. Yeah.
I can respect that. 8 out of 10 is solid. I can see that being a fair score.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's a good burger as a whole. The setup is real nice. How'd you feel about the fries?
The fries, not so much.
You're not a fan?
No. Probably wouldn't get the fries again.
Did you get the cheese sauce?
No, and okay. I probably should have.
The cheese sauce is okay. I didn't get it until like my fourth time, I think. Okay. Third or fourth time.
Yeah, I just thought the fries kind of tasted bland. I thought they were going to be... Really? Seasoned a little better, yeah. Didn't really have much crunch to them. They were kind of just like...
No, they're not crunchy. No. I thought they were seasoned pretty well. No. All the times I got them.
Maybe it was just the ones I got, but I probably wouldn't try those again. I would say I would give those a 6 out of 10, maybe.
Fries?
Yeah, like, I mean, okay. If you're grabbing them in a pinch, like...
Yeah, I do. I wish they were crispier, but I also saw how they make them. They just throw them in the bread.
Yeah, I would not necessarily... I mean, you again, try them for yourself.
I like them.
Yeah.
Personally, like, I get them with my burger.
Not for me, but the burger, definitely a good John.
Yeah.
That was my experience. And I got a hoagie as backup just in case.
Okay.
I'm probably going to have that later at some point. Well, obviously, I'm going to have it later at
some point.
So
you had that earlier today?
Yeah, that's what I had for dinner. I got the burger, fries, and they had some mozzarella sticks out too, so I grabbed those.
Okay.
So it was a nice little meal. I got a donut.
Okay. Good dessert.
Yeah.
Good dessert. I might go in there and use my food stamp card and just get like a big ass hoagie.
You should. All right. Well, after that breaking news, we want to dive into some Reddit referral.
What do the fine people of Reddit have for us this week?
Oh, you're gonna love it, pal. All right, let's start here.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I distracted a cyclist and he hurt himself.
Oh, interesting.
So this happened over a decade ago, but it just came to mind, so I thought I would share my shame. I don't remember my exact age, but I think I was 10 or 11 years old. I was at my brother's friend's house. Sometimes I would tag along because little sister, I guess. They lived right on the main road, so there was a lot of foot traffic in front of their house on the sidewalk. On either side of their driveway were brick walls, tall enough that an adult couldn't see over, the only opening being the driveway itself. There were holes in the brick wall where you could see people go by before they come across the driveway. We were going to drive somewhere, so I was waiting in the van alone while everyone else got ready. Being the little sister, I didn't hang out with my brother's friend and his family so much, I had no problem being alone waiting in the van. I was bored waiting, so I was watching people walk by about 10 feet away. It wasn't too many people, maybe a couple people every now and then. I then see a cyclist coming down the sidewalk. He looked professional. Helmet, cycling clothing, and gloves. I remember his legs being pure muscle.
It's a weird detail.
I don't know what came over me, but I screamed at him, "Jesus loves you! Why in the world did I do that? Maybe because I was bored? I came from a Christian background, but why did I say that phrase specifically? I had no clue what went through my brain." The cyclist swirled his head towards me. In that moment of distraction, he slammed into the brick wall. I hear him grunt and groan while falling to the ground. I was so scared, I dove to the bottom of the van trying to hide under the window. I peeked over the van door to see what was happening. Someone that was walking by was helping him get up. His face was full of pain and confusion. He was looking around, so I ducked my head below the window again. I was too afraid to look up again, so I waited until I didn't hear anything anymore. When I looked up again, he was gone. I don't know if he got back onto his bike again or walked away with his bike. I never told anyone what I did because I felt so guilty. Over a decade later, and I still remember what I did with a feeling of shame, guilt, and what in the world was I thinking? Man, I really hope he wasn't too hurt. I feel so bad. Man, I was an idiot.
Sounds like he was an idiot for riding his bike into a wall. If you're riding your bike, you see a wall. You know there's a wall coming. Doesn't matter if you hear somebody yell or not. You knew there was a wall coming.
Well, yeah. You know, sometimes you just get distracted. And you, when you're
It doesn't
on a,
matter.
Yeah, but he if you're knew, on a he... bike, you turn your head one way. All of a sudden, you're like, your bike's tilting. I don't know. I haven't rode a bike in like 10 years.
You know if you're about to ride into a wall. He had to have seen the wall. There's no fucking way. I refuse to believe it. Don't blame yourself for that. He was probably trying to do some hot shit and fucked himself up.
Some hot shit like what?
Jump the wall or something? I don't fucking know. There's no reason for... First of all, like, what? How did he even come in contact with the walls?
I don't know. He just rode into them.
From where?
He was riding...
I don't like this story. None of this shit makes any sense. It sounds like you dreamed about this. I don't think this shit really happened. I think this person's a liar. Real shit. Like, I need a diagram or something. There's no plausible way in my mind that you rode your bike into a brick wall. Or, like, I know you were the one who distracted or whatever, but, like, there's no fucking way.
We should have, like, a liar clause with some of these Reddits. Like, if you call them out for being a liar, like,
yeah, I
if
want,
you just don't what, believe the story, just call it a lie.
I don't believe this story. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me. First of all, do the walls cut the sidewalk off? Or do the walls extend into the street? Like, what is he doing driving on the side of a drive? Like, what is he doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's no fucking way.
All right, let's put it this way. Have you ever seen the show Modern Family?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the character Phil Dunphy?
Yes, I am.
What if he was riding the bike? Could you see him riding into the wall?
God damn it, I kinda can. I kinda can.
There you go. All
right, but that's also a show.
Yeah.
That's made up. That's not real either.
No, but...
So they're lying too.
But it's like a type... of person that you could fit in that role where maybe something
Phil
like this
Dunphy
could occur.
Is a man of his own, and you know that.
Fair enough.
All right.
Moving on. This one's a bit of a bad John, but...
Okay.
We'll go with it.
Let's get it.
I broke into a teacher's home when I was in 10th grade.
That sounds ill.
To start, I really regret doing this. This okay. teacher was a substitute teacher. She was there because our regular teacher just had a baby.
Oh, fuck her.
Anyhow, this teacher was young and very attractive.
Oh, fuck her.
She got nice. All the attention from the boys and even a few of the girls in the class. One Saturday morning, I was at the grocery store with my older brother and we ran into the teacher. We left the store at the same time and I had my brother follow her so I could see where she lived.
That is weird.
It was very close to our house.
Okay.
A few days later, I stayed home from school because I had a dentist appointment. After that, my mom dropped me off at home and left for work. I got this brilliant idea to go to the teacher's house and knocked on the door and there was no answer. So I went to the side of the house and the side door of the garage was unlocked. I let myself in and looked around and didn't see anything very exciting until I went into the bedroom.
Jesus.
She had a pile of clean clothes stacked on the bed and I noticed her underwear and looked through them.
Weirdo.
Every one of them was a sexy little thong. I took pictures of them and then left and locked the garage door behind me. The next day I was in class and wondered which pair of those panties she had on. I feel bad that I went into her house. At the time, I felt bad I did not take a pair of her undies.
Told you, it was a bit of a bad John.
Yeah, that was weird, bro.
You liked how it started out.
Yeah, I thought maybe like she would be into you or something. But I guess, you know.
Well, that's just a felony. But yeah, I mean, this is just a bad story. Shouldn't fucking follow her home. That's stalking.
Yeah, it was weird. It's all weird, bro. There's no reason for you to do that. You could have told her, hey, you're hot. Let it rock out from there.
Yeah.
Seeing what happened.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you're gonna do anything, that's what you should have done.
Yeah.
Not break into her fucking house.
Yeah. And then look through everything. It's weird. You didn't even steal.
No, I took pictures, though.
Yeah, weird. Waste of time. She probably had bands in that joint somewhere. And you worry about her panties, you fucking weirdo.
She's a substitute teacher. Where has she got bands hidden in there?
She got some bands somewhere. Her credit score is probably like a 650. I mean, she probably took a loan out, took some of the cash so she could go shopping. You know.
But, yeah, just a bad story.
Yeah.
You should feel bad. I hope you're not still doing shit like that.
Yeah, you better fucking not be.
Bad John. And that's how we're going to end the Reddit referral for this episode.
All right.
Just getting those two in real quick. The first one was a little bit longer, and, you know, we got some other stuff to get to.
Yeah.
Next up, got a couple questions. You ready for some questions?
Yeah, let's see what the people want to know.
Like a fortune teller, you're going to have all the answers, am I right?
Absolutely. Answer every question as best and as truthfully as I can.
All right, well, answer this.
All right.
What's fine as a kid but terrifying as an adult?
Going to Disney World.
What do you mean?
Because it's expensive as fuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. I can't think of anything other than money-related shit. Living is fine as a kid and then sucks as an adult.
Yeah. But there's no, like, something that you don't fear as a kid, but now, like, as you're older and you understand it, like, now it's a fear or something. I don't know.
Maybe the ocean.
The ocean?
Yeah, I don't like the ocean.
Why?
Too big. There's too much of it.
There is a lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot of it unexplored. Most of it.
Which is super fucking nutty. We know what 100% of the moon looks like and what 5% of the ocean looks like. There's something wrong there.
It's just fascinating.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like the ocean. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think? It's fine as a kid. Terrifies you as an adult.
Maybe. What about parenting?
You don't parent as a kid.
Yeah, but like you think of like the concept of parenting like, oh, this is just like these are my parents. Like, you don't think of it as necessarily the chore or responsibility that it is that you do as a parent.
Yeah, I guess.
It might be a bit of a stretch, but it's what I'm coming up with.
Yeah, I mean, shit, fuck it.
All right, ready for the next question?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure you'll have some good answers for this one.
Okay.
You're tasked with introducing 3 movies to someone who has never watched a movie. The criteria, a movie that scared you, a movie that made you laugh out loud, and a movie that had your mind blown at the end. What 3 movies do you pick?
You said scared me, made me laugh out loud, and left me shocked at the end.
Mind blown is the exact terminology.
We'll define mind blown.
Your like, mind
like shock
is right? Blown.
Can I get a synonym?
Oh, wow, that movie just blew my mind.
That's not a synonym, that's using it in a sentence.
Oh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Nope.
What?
You just don't say anything else for a minute. A movie that had me mind blown was... I'm trying to think.
Do you need me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. A movie that scared you. I'm not really a big scary movie person. Neither of us really are.
Yeah, I don't watch scary movies.
But I did just remember as a kid, I think maybe I watched like a Poltergeist movie or something.
Okay.
And I didn't like that.
Okay.
So that's definitely a movie that scared me as a child and probably maybe pushed me away from scary movies. My personality, just in general, I guess, isn't really a scary movie type of person, but that's besides the fact. A movie that made me laugh out loud, many. To this day, I mean, there's a couple. The one I'll go with, I gotta give it to Superbad.
Okay.
I can probably watch Superbad like once a week.
Yeah.
And laugh at some point just every time.
Okay.
There's just so many different fucking hilarious things about that movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. And a movie that had my mind blown at the end. Again, obviously a number, but the one that is coming to my mind is Avengers Infinity War. You know, slight spoilers here if you haven't seen it, but if you haven't seen it, that just probably means you're not interested, so who cares?
Right.
You know, I just wasn't sure how the movie was going to end. What was going to happen? What's all this leading to? You know, obviously I knew there was going to be like a part 2, but I didn't know. And then Thanos does the fucking snap. Everything happens. Like, they fucking lose. It's like, shit. Like, I had that on my mind for the days following. I watched it the first day it came out. And, you know, I could only talk about it with people that had seen it. I'm not into fucking spoilers, so I wouldn't do that to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not everybody had seen it. I think I saw it 3 times in theater in the first week.
Okay.
It had my mind blown.
All right. I'm going to go a little bit different.
Okay.
Route.
Okay.
I would say the movie Avatar had me mind blown.
Okay.
I think I saw Avatar like either the day before or 2 days before its theatrical release because my dad was a limousine driver and got tickets to an early showing.
There you go.
But yeah, that John was like, I was watching that shit like, wow, this is fucking crazy. Yeah, so that definitely had me mind blown. Laugh out loud funny? I mean, there's so many different choices. There are some kids movies that are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And then, like, there are some just comedies in general that are fucking hilarious.
You're introducing one to someone who's never seen a movie. Which one is it?
Step Brothers.
Okay.
Step Brothers is fucking hilarious. That's a good one. You can watch pretty much anytime.
Yeah.
And you'll always get a good laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Anything Will Ferrell, really. What was the last one scared me? I don't really watch scary movies like that. I think maybe like... Oh, there was this movie. I think it was called like The Skeleton Key. I watched it with my babysitter. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't remember anything about it. Like, I don't remember the plot. I don't remember...
That's fine. I mean, I don't remember the Poltergeist movie that I said for mine, but I just remember as a kid, it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, I was like probably like 8, and I was like, yeah. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. And obviously, like, I still get scared by scary movies when I watch them today, but I don't know. It's different.
I don't watch them still. I try not to. Never been scary movie bull.
Fucking October comes around. Sometimes you gotta.
Nah, we'll put something else on.
That's gonna wrap up our question segment for this episode. Nice little 2-2. That's got us moving on to some Dolan tweets. All right. Let's start with this one.
Okay.
December 21st, 2020.
A recent one.
1:13 a.m.
Okay. Late night?
Early morning.
Not late night.
If my friends don't tell me about their superpowers, I'ma feel like they plotting on me.
That was the day when they said all black people were gonna get superpowers. And, yeah, none of my friends told me about them.
So none of them had them, or?
I hope not, because if they use them against me, I'm going to be very upset.
How would they use them against you?
Well, I don't know what they are.
What would you want your superpowers to be?
I don't know, maybe like speed, super speed.
Jesus, you moving fast?
Right, I can just get shit done.
Wow.
Go places, and then sit down and relax.
All right.
Or flying. Ooh, if I could fly, that would be cool.
Flying.
Yeah, because then I could travel faster, but I still don't have to go super fast.
Well, you would have to be able to fly fast. You don't know how fast you fly.
No, that's not true, because the Earth is a circle. Yeah, when you go up, there's like a cone effect that happens. You cover more ground in the air.
Right, but I'm just saying your general speed of flying...
Doesn't have to be much faster for me to travel faster than I do, generally.
July 22nd, 2020.
Okay.
2:52 p.m.
Ooh, middle of the day.
Homeless people be having better handwriting than me, and that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Be some good-ass handwriting. I think I remember the sign. It was like, please help or something. That John looked like he had it printed on a piece of cardboard. I was like, oh, shit. He can really... What is it? Calligraphy?
Calligraphy.
Yeah, he had a strong grasp of calligraphy.
Yeah, I have horrible handwriting.
Yeah, me too. My shit sucks.
To this day. June 23rd, 2020.
Okay.
8:05 p.m.
Ooh, okay. That's a good time.
I'm really nice as fuck. Y'all just stupid and make me mad.
Yeah, I'll be trying to be nice to people, and they be on dumb shit. Being fucking stupid. Pissing me off.
Alright, now we're getting into a couple older ones.
Okay.
November 23rd, 2016.
Okay.
1:35 p.m.
Ooh, middle of the day, 2016.
I'm trying to get all the bad bitches I went to high school with fried and teach them drill / trap and have a militia of perfect women.
Yeah, that would be nice. Bunch of pretty bitches.
This one that you should have gotten some fucking royalties or something for.
Okay.
November 15th, 2016.
Okay.
3:13 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
What if... At Pop-Tarts made a cereal that was just a bunch of mini Pop-Tarts. That would be so poppin'.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Pop-Tarts, where my check at?
They actually replied to your tweet.
For real?
Yeah, they said, poppin' is right. We gave it a try in the past, but it's awesome to hear that you'd like to try it too. But yeah, a couple years ago, I don't know if it's still out, but they definitely did that, because I got some. I went to the store specifically and got some to try it.
Really? Shouts out Pop-Tart. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
I love Pop-Tarts. Hot Fudge Sundae is the best flavor.
You think?
Yeah, for sure. And then S'mores is up there, too.
Yeah, they're both good. They're both up there.
Yeah.
All right. August 26, 2016. 2:29 a.m.
Ooh, okay. Late night.
Early morning.
No, definitely a late night.
I need a toaster strudel, but I'm not talking about the pastry. You mean?
Yeah, I was trying to nut in somebody.
Clearly.
Matter of fact, no. A toaster strudel is nutting on somebody.
Jesus.
Yeah. Because, you know, you put the icing on the top.
Yeah. You don't just eat the icing out of the pouch?
No, I'm not a fucking animal.
Oh, I usually bite the strudel and then suck the icing.
That's kinky. No.
All right. This one I'm really interested in, actually.
Okay. I'll try my best.
I would hope you don't forget this instance.
Okay.
March 18th, 2016.
All right.
12:56 a.m.
Ooh.
My uncle just offered to show me nudes of his 28-year-old Romanian girlfriend.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And did you accept?
I believe so, actually. I think I did see her. I want to say her name was Natasha, but I could be wrong. If I remember correctly, yes. I did take him up on that, and I did see his girlfriend from Romania.
Who was 28 at the time.
Yeah, I don't know. He's like 60-something.
February 12th, 2016.
Okay.
9:17 p.m.
Yeah.
If you a grown-ass man and take baths, I don't trust you.
Not at all. What are you doing sitting in all that water, sir? Butt naked? There's no fucking way. There's too much going on for me. I can't. You feel me? No. As a man, I feel like you should not take baths. Maybe sit in a hot tub every now and then. But yeah, nah, you might as well just shower, bro. It's not no need to sit in that water. And you got bubbles and shit. Like, come on, dog.
All right. April 4th, 2020.
Okay.
6:04 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And this will relate to one of our earlier tweets. What y'all think homeless people think about all day besides, like, damn, I wish I had a crib?
Homeless people fascinate me. Like, what do you think about? You feel me? You got to do something to try and get a house. Like, what are you doing, bro? Try. Just do something. What are you doing?
Practicing their handwriting.
Clearly.
All right. And let's finish up on this one here.
Okay.
Nice and simple. April 16th, 2020,
mm-hmm.
10:40 p.m.
Okay.
I need some real good juice right now.
Oh, man. I feel like I remember that moment because I damn near need some real good juice right now. Just like you ever be thirsty, but like you don't want to drink water. You don't want to drink soda. You want a real good fruit punch or something.
Yeah, I had that feeling just the other night. I shit you not.
Yeah. But not like any ordinary run-of-the-mill, like, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was...
Like some Minute Maid, you feel me, watermelon juice.
Yeah.
Some real, real good juice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I would have killed for some high C the other night. Some fruit punch, I really needed some. I was craving, I was feeling it. Ain't have shit. Had to settle for some goddamn Crystal Light lemonade.
Yeah, I'm about to go. Settle for a fucking hoagie, because Wawa won't serve burgers past midnight.
Bullshit.
I know.
Wawa, you're gonna have to fix that now that I'm on board.
Yeah, real rap. And last time I went there, it might have been like one. But still, I asked the girl behind the counter, like, yo, can you just make me a burger? Like, y'all got the burgers back there. Just throw that joint in the oven for me. I'll pay for something else or whatever. And she was like, no, we don't serve burgers past midnight. So I was like, all right, whatever. And I ordered a sandwich, and she fucked my sandwich up.
Damn.
Like, she didn't even make my shit right. I got mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. She gave me, like, half a scoop of each. That joint was skimpy as shit.
That's bullshit. Fuck that.
Yeah, bro, I was mad as shit. If she there tonight, I'ma tell her. You better not fuck my shit up, because I'm gonna be mad. And if she fuck it up again, probably won't go to that Wawa no more. I'll get a shitty sandwich, eat it, be mad, and not support them no more. Fuck them. I'm not going to that Wawa no more. I don't fuck with them.
Yeah. Yeah, I did the same. I boycotted a Wendy's for a while under similar pretenses.
Yeah, they be on bullshit, bro. I'm not fucking with no fast food. I was in Philly the other day, and we were at Wendy's at like 2 a.m., and it's a long-ass line. We're sitting in line waiting. The car in front of us pulls forward. We pull up to the john. The lady says, sorry, we just closed. That was our last order.
Damn.
Fuck Wendy's. I'm not fucking with Wendy's. McDonald's was quote-unquote closed at 3 until 3:30. So we sat in a parking lot and smoked weed. And then ordered a lot of food. I know it was 10 hash browns. I think like 6 sausage McGriddles. A lot. There was a lot of food.
Goodness.
Yeah. All right. Because now I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah. Well, that's going to start to wrap up episode 24 of Welcome Home. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us 5 stars, nice written review, all that good stuff. Tell a friend about us. Tell everybody about us.
Tell everybody. I don't know how many times I have to tell y'all this. Tell everybody. Tell your mom. Tell your dad. Tell your brother, tell your sister, tell your uncle, tell your aunt, tell your grandmom, tell your grandpa, tell your neighbor and his cousin who came from Denver for the weekend because they got a wedding to go to. Tell everybody, all right? I don't care. I don't care who they are, what their relation is to you. Tell them to listen to Welcome Home because it'll make everybody's life better.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I'm sick of it, y'all. Let's go.
Keep that same energy with our YouTube, 812 Media Productions, 812 Gaming. Get that out there. Get that shared. Let the people know.
Y'all better watch that shit, too, Because there's some shit on there. Griff be thinking he's slick. He don't like when I catch him with a wiggy. Blow his fucking biscuit off.
Lots of great content on there right now. Lots of great content to come. That's again on YouTube at A12 Media Productions. And you can find Welcome Home on social media, Instagram and Twitter, at Welcome Home Pods. Great place to submit any questions, interact with us, talk to us. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know what you guys want from us content-wise for the podcast, content-wise for the YouTube channel. Let us know. Give us some feedback. It's really helpful. We really appreciate it. And let your friends know about us. That's all we can ask for.
Fuck with us so we can fuck with y'all.
Hell yeah. Getting bigger, better, always evolving and expanding. On that note, Dolan, some send-off advice?
Guys, just don't worry about it. All right? If it doesn't directly harm you or somebody you care about, let that shit go. Don't worry about it. You feel me? Don't let other negative shit stress you out and bring down your personal energy. Keep yourself balanced and, you know, prioritize yourself first. You're what's most important and the people around you that you love. Don't be worrying about other shit.
Some good thoughts.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you, sir.
What I'm here for.
Hell yeah. We'll catch you guys next time for episode 25. And be on the lookout because, like I said, we got some guest spots coming up. Some old faces, some new faces. Lots of great stuff.
Old faces, new faces, baby. All we want is blue faces. You feel me?
There you go. All right, that's going to do it for episode 24. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Welcome home.
This episode has been brought to you by 812 Media Productions.